Yom Tov Shechal Lios Erev Shabbos. When Yom Tov comes out on Friday, so Lo Yivashel Batchilo Mi Yom Tov LeShabbos. You're not allowed to cook on Friday on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Batchilo, you're not allowed to set out on Friday to cook food for Shabbos. This is talking about if you did not make an Erev Tavshilin. As Mikra Din, without an Erev Tavshilin, with the Rabbanon HaKohanim, you're not allowed to cook from Yom Tov for Shabbos. So Lo Yivashel Batchilo Mi Yom Tov LeShabbos. But you're allowed to cook for today. It's Friday morning, it's Yom Tov in the morning. You're allowed to cook for the sud you need today. And if you be a little bit smart, you'll add a little bit more. If you have leftover, the leftover is hoyser l'shabbos. That you're allowed to use for Shabbos. In other words, without an erev tashulim, you're not allowed to cook directly for Shabbos. But you're allowed to cook. You're allowed to cook on Friday for Friday, and the leftover you'll eat for Shabbos. So Rashi says, "Lo yivashu batchilo, liyois tchilas bishula v'yikru l'shem Shabbos el l'shem Yom Tov yei tchilas bishula." You're only allowed to cook on Friday, l'kavod Yom Tov. V'yamashuyer, what's left over yei l'Shabbos, k'natoni v'yozel. Av mavashu l'Yom Tov, v'loi haroma k'natoni l'kamon. It is without haroma. You're not allowed to have in mind, maybe, not like I said before, you're not allowed to have in mind to add a lot in order to have left over. You have to cook now for what you need today for Friday. But you don't have to be a mitzamtzum exactly. If you have a little bit left over, so the leftover you could use for Shabbos. Vayta now, v'oiseh tavshil me'erev yomtiv. You can make a tavshil. This is somebody that makes an erev tavshilin. If you make an erev tavshilin, you can make a tavshil, make a food, a dish. Me'erev yomtiv, an erev yomtiv. V'soymech olav l'Shabbos. And you could rely on this dish, on this erev tavshilin, to be able to eat it for Shabbos. Eat it for Shabbos will be good. Beis Shammai says, what do you need for an Erev Tavshilin? You need Shnei Tavshilin. You have to have two different dishes, two different foods you have to have for an Eruv Tavshilin. Or Beis Hillel Oymen, Beis Hillel says, Tavshil Echad. It's enough just to have one Tavshil, one food. One egg is enough. It's like the many gifts, to use one hard-boiled egg, that's enough for an Erev Tavshilin. We also have a Matzah also, we'll soon see why. But Beis Hillel holds enough to have one Tavshil, one cooked food, is enough for an Erev Tavshilin. V'shovin, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both agree, v'dak u'beitza sholov. If you have a fish, that when you fry the fish, you fry it with eggs. So you have the eggs on top of the fish, shein shnei tashilin, that it's considered two tashilin, two different foods. As don't think since it's cooked together, baked together, it's like one food. So according to the Beis Shammai, it would not be good. No, Beis Shammai is also moida l'maisa, you have fish here, and you have eggs here. It's considered two different tashilin, that's enough, aruve tashilin. Ochlu, what happened if you ate up the Erev? In other words, before Friday, before Erev, before Yom Tov, you ate up the Erev. Or Yishova, they also got lost. So when it comes now Friday in the morning, when you want to cook on Yom Tov now, Friday, for Shabbos, and you don't have the Erev Tashilin anymore, it is Lo Yivashel Olov. You're not allowed to cook on it anymore. It's as if you don't have an Erev Tashilin. Lo Yivashel Olov Batchila. Batchila can't be Semer on this Erev Tashilin because you don't have it. V'yimshayim imenu kolshu. Let's say you have a little bit left over though. Metchila, you made the Erev Tashilin. You made the size of the kezayis that you need. You made that Erev Yom Tov. Let's say Yom Tov is Thursday and Friday. So on Wednesday, the way you're supposed to, you made the Erev Tashilin. At that time, you left over a kezayis of fish. And now when it came Friday in the morning, you only have a little bit of the fish left over. But as long as something is left over from the Erev Tashilin, say mechalov l'Shabbos. You're allowed to rely on that little bit that's left over, and you could cook on Friday for Shabbos, b'smach that Erev Tashilin. This is the halacha. If you have an Erev Tashilin, then you're allowed to cook on Friday for Shabbos, on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Without an Erev Tashilin, you're not allowed to cook on Friday Yom Tov, l'kavod Shabbos. So Gemara says, how do we know this? So Rashi learns, lav dafkin mikro yalef. We're not really learning it out from Sukkim. Because we know the Eruv Tavshilin, the Rabbon, it's only a mitzvah, the Rabbon Erev Tavshilin. Where would the Rabbonin say, where's the Asmachta, that the Rabbonin found an Asmachta from the Pasuk to say it's also to cook from Yom Tov, look for Kavod Shabbos, and therefore you have to have an Erev Tavshilin. Now exactly why is it Muti Midiraisa? It's the Machlokes two Terutzim in Tosfos. One Terutz of Tosfos is the reason why it's Muti Midiraisa is because we say Hoyel. We say Hoyel, the boy Ikle Orchim, therefore you're allowed to cook. In other words, on Yom Tov, Midiraisa is a svar of Hoyel. You're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. even for the next day, for the weekday, because it's possible that later on in the day of Yom Tov, you'll get some guests over your house, and you'll use the food for Yom Tov. So since it's possible that the food could be used for Yom Tov, there's no issue with the rice of cooking on Yom Tov for the next day. So with the rice of Yom Tov is Friday, you're allowed to cook on Friday for Shabbos. Because it's a day of Hoyel. Hoyel, Iboy, Mitl, Le'orchim. Maybe you'll have some guests come over in the afternoon, therefore with the rice of its mutter. It's only with the Rabbanon that it's also to cook from Yom Tov to the next day. So with the Rabbanon will masak on an Erev Tavshilin. If you prepare a food before Yom Tov, then we say, like, it's not really considered like you're cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos, but it's considered like you started the cooking Erev Yom Tov. You have this fish that you cooked Wednesday, Erev Yom Tov. Now on Friday, when you want to continue cooking from Friday for Shabbos, we say you're just continuing the cooking, so therefore it doesn't look like you're cooking directly for tomorrow for Shabbos. So with the Rabbanon, though, they will make you to cook from Friday to Shabbos if you have an Erev Tavshilin. The other Svarot Tais says, if we don't hold from Hoyl, it's Machlekes Rab and Rav Chisda, the Gemara Pesachim, if you hold from the Svarot of Hoyl or not. The other man, the Yom, says, no, if you cook from Yom Tov for Hoyl, for the next day, you get Malkus. You don't hold from the Svarot of Hoyl. So if you don't hold from the Svarot of Hoyl, that means on a regular Yom Tov, if you cook now the covered Mocher, which is Hoyl, so it's Malkus, the Nisidi Raisa. So why, Midi Raisa, are you allowed to cook on a Friday, which is Yom Tov for tomorrow with the Shabbos? So Tais says the other svarah you have to say midiraisa. The svarah is sorche Shabbos nasa b'yomtiv. Then midiraisa you're allowed to cook for Shabbos on yomtiv. In other words, yomtiv and Shabbos is like one kedusha, like one day. So just like yomtiv, you're allowed to cook for today yomtiv. You're allowed to cook for tomorrow Shabbos also. It's only also midiraisa to cook from today on yomtiv for chayil for a weekday. But to cook from a yomtiv to a Shabbos, that's muti midiraisa. Midirabbanon it's also. So now the Gemara wants to know how come the Rabbanon said it's also. Why did the Rabbanon say that it's awesome? So the Yom HaKroa, the Pasuk says, Zocher es Yom HaShabbos HaKadoshoy. That means, Zochreyu, remember, we dashin, and Asmachta, remember it, Zochreyu, Me'acha Shabbos Lashkichoy. Maybe you come to forget the Shabbos, so in order not to forget the Shabbos, we want you to do something to remember the Shabbos. So Rashi says, Zocher, Ein Tchirela V'dovar Meshtakach. Remember something that you may forget. That means Zachreya Miyachash Bolish Lashkichai. Remember Shabbos because maybe you come to forget it. Kishabo Yom Tifer Shabbos. In the case that Yom Tif is Friday. Korev Shabbos Lashtakach. In such a case, it's possible you forget about Shabbos. Machmas Yom Tif because Friday is Yom Tif. Shemar Bebis Sudas Hayom. You can have Geshmak and Bit Sudas on Yom Tif. Vienna Manichal Shabbos. You forget to leave over some food for Shabbos. Relech Voidoi. Therefore, Vezir Chakosat, her warns you, Lizachreya, to remember it. When a person makes an Erev Tavshilin on Wednesday, Erev Yom Tov, and the purpose of the Erev Tavshilin is to know that there's going to be a Shabbos soon, and you want to be able to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, Nimsa Shezoichroi, you'll come to remember Shabbos. Shurei Einu Oyste Elo Machma Shabbos. Like, what's the purpose you're making the Erev Tavshilin? Only because you know soon there's going to be a Shabbos, and you want to be able to cook from Friday for Shabbos, so you remember today is Shabbos. So therefore, on Yom Tov itself, you won't finish up all the food you have, but you leave over some food to be able to eat on Yom Tov. Since the Asmachta is such an inyan to make an Erev Tavshilin. Since it's not the Easter, why you're not allowed to cook. This is just a Svara and Asmachta to make an Erev Tavshilin. Now the Gemara says, my timer. So Rashi says, Loma Tiknu Erev, Krua Vade Lav Erev Mishtoi. This Pasuk for sure is not talking about an Erev Tavshilin. The Pasuk is talking about Zachreya Alayayin to make Kiddush on wine. So, my time, why were the Rabbonim Masakim and the Rabbonim with what's their Svara to make an Erev Tavshilin? True, the Asmachta is from the Pasuk Zachos Yom HaShabbos. But the Rabbonim have to have a reason why they would go to make the Erev Tavshilin. So, what's the reason why? So, it's a Machloikis. Omai Rabba, Rabba says, like we had the Svara just before, Kadesh Yavara Mona Yofel HaShabbos, or Mona Yofel Yom Tov. We want to make sure you're going to have enough food to eat on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. So therefore we want, before Yom Tov starts, to remember that there's going to be a Shabbos soon. Yom Tov is Thursday and Friday, and then there's a Shabbos. So we want you to make sure now on Thursday and Friday you know there's going to be a Shabbos, not to finish all your food, but to make sure you'll have food left over for Shabbos. So that's why the Rabbanan said, make an Erev Tavshil now that will make you remember yourself to leave over food for Shabbos. Rav Ashi, Yom Rav Ashi says, Kedai Shiyomu people should say, Ein Oifin Mi Yom Tov L'Shabbos. That without an Erev Tavshilin, you should know, you're not allowed to even cook from a Yom Tov to a Shabbos. So people will learn out from this, Kal V'Chayma, for sure, Mi Yom Tov L'Chayol, that you're not allowed to cook from a Yom Tov to a Chayol. In other words, according to Rav Ashi, it's not a svara to remember Shabbos, al kedushas haShabbos, but it's a svara in Yom Tov. We don't want you to do malacha on Yom Tov. So we don't want you to come to cook on a regular Yom Tov for the next day of Chol, for a weekday. So we tell you, when Friday is Yom Tov, and you want to cook now Friday to Shabbos, make an Erev Tashilin. In order that a person would know, without the Erev Tashilin, I'm not allowed to even cook from a Friday to a Shabbos. So for sure, I can't cook from a Yom Tov to a weekday. So Rashi says it's a svar in the Yom Tov, that's why we want you to make an Erev Tashilin. Where it says, Tanan, we learned, Oise Tav Shomer of Yom Tov. A person has to make a food, a dish, before Yom Tov, V'saymech Olov L'Shabbos. And that's the Erev Tashilin, and you could rely on this dish to be able to cook for Shabbos. So Moses says, Bishleim Rav Ashi, it's very good according to Rav Ashi the Yomar, Kidei Sheyomu, people should say, Ein Oifin Miyom Tov L'Shabbos, that you would not come to cook from Yom Tov to a Shabbos. We want to teach the people you're not allowed to cook from Yom Tov to a weekday, and therefore the only way you can cook from Yom Tov to a Shabbos is you make an Erev Tashilin. Is Haino, therefore it's good to make Erev Yom Tov in the Yom Tov Loi. You can only make the Erev Tashilin on a weekday on Erev Yom Tov and not on Yom Tov itself, because no heter is, it's considered like you started to cook on the weekday, so all you're doing now is just continuing. But to start to cook new on Yom Tov for Chol, that's awesome. So therefore, the Erev Tashilin has to be done Erev Yom Tov, and you can't do it on Yom Tov itself. Because people should remember, you're not allowed to start cooking on Yom Tov. You can't start cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos, so for sure they won't come to start cooking on a Yom Tov for a Chol. And the only reason why you're allowed to cook on a Friday for a Shabbos is if you made an Erev Tashilin. So it's very good why the Erev Tashilin has to be before Yom Tov. But Elo L'Rava, but according to Rava's time, Elo L'Rava, my Erev Erev Yom Tov. How come the din is you're supposed to put the Erev Tashilin on Wednesday, Erev Yom Tov, Afilu B'Yom Tov Nami? Why can't you make the Erev Tashilin even on a Thursday, even on Friday itself? Even if Yom Tov is Thursday and Friday, why can't you make the Erev Tashilin on Friday itself? And why? Because according to Rava, what's the svar of an Erev Tashilin? That you should remember Shabbos, and don't finish up all your food today on Yom Tov, but make sure you leave over some portions, some food to eat tomorrow. So the main thing is, like before you have your Suda Friday in the morning, make the Erev Tashilin to remind you to leave over food for Shabbos. So why do you have to make the Erev the Mitzvah to do it Erev Yom Tov? Why can't you do it on Yom Tov? So Gemara says, Ein Ochinami. Really, it's true. According to Rava, you should be able to make the Erev Tashilin on Yom Tov itself. Ella, the reason why we can't, we have to do it Erev Yom Tov, it's a gzera. Rabbanu made a gzera, Shema Yiposha. We're afraid maybe the person will be a Poshaya. That means they'll forget to make the Erev Tashilin. So some says, Lav Dafka Poshaya, it's even a Oynis. But we're afraid if you rely to the last second to make the Erev Tashilin on Yom Tov, maybe you won't make it. And we don't want you, we want you to make the Erev Tashilin. Therefore we tell you you have to do it before. The Rashi says, Yishkach lo yarev mishum de Torah. That's the svarim. It's on Yom Tov itself, you're very busy. Yom Tov, you're busy. So if you're going to wait to make the Erev Tashilin on Yom Tov itself, we're afraid you'll forget. Mashenka, Erev Yom Tov, no, but it's from Faket, really. Erev Yom Tov, we're very busy. A lot of Tirchas, Erev Yom Tov. It comes Yom Tov, Yom Manuch, it's okay. No, but for them, they're busy Yom Tov. So they have to rely on Yom Tov in the morning. Stam Namol, they used to cook in Yom Tov in the morning for Yom Tov. So they had to start cooking on Yom Tov. It was a lot of Tirchas to remember to make the Erev Tashilin. So therefore, the Gzera was to make it Erev Yom Tov. Another braisa says another smachta where we know to make an Erev Tashilin. The pasuk says, Eisa sheh to'eifu, eifu. What you want to bake, bake. V'eisa sheh to'vashlu, bashelu. Whatever you want to cook, cook. That you're supposed to cook and bake before Shabbos. As mikan omer, from here it's learned, mikan omer Reb Lezer, ein oifin elo al ofli. At certain times you're not allowed to bake unless something was baked before. V'ein mevashton elo al mevushel. You could only cook if you have something cooked before. Mikan samcho, from here it's an asmachdom, mikan samcho chachamim le'ruva tavshilu min ha-Torah. This is a mocker in the Torah where there's such an inyan that you bake something before Yom Tov. Now that something baked, when it comes Yom Tov, you're allowed to bake further on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Or you cook something before Shabbos, before Yom Tov, kadei that on Yom Tov now you'll be able to cook weiter on l'kavod Shabbos. So that's the inyan of Erev Tashilin, like we said before. An Erev Tashilin is a pshat, is considered like you started to cook on Erev Yom Tov, on Chol. So now when you're cooking on Friday, the covered Shabbos, it's not considered like you started now to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, instead of you just continuing your cooking that you started from the chol, from Wednesday. So you're continuing now Wednesday's cooking. So Wednesday's cooking is the chol weekday cooking. Therefore, you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov on Friday for Shabbos. But the Rabbanim wanted us to be nicker that you're not allowed to cook on Stam Yom Tov for tomorrow for chol. It only is mutter here because you already started to cook before him. So this is Yesmachta Toefu Eifu Tavashlu Vashelu. There's such an Indian of cooking for something that you already started to cook before. Tana Rabbanim. Mice of Rebbe Eliezer, Shoya Yoshev, Adarus Kolayam Kula Vilchas Yom Tov. On Yom Tov itself, he used to give a drasha right after davening in the morning. He didn't go and teach the Sudi yet, but they went to hear a drasha. So Yotze Tzakasu Shoyna, the Rebbe Eliezer was saying Shia too long, so the first bunch of people got up and left. They went home to have their Suda. As Yotze Tzakasu Shoyna, the first bunch got up, as almost Rebbe Eliezer said on them, Halolo Balei Pitzim. Pitzim, I said, that's like a big barrel of wine. In other words, it's a big bala taiva, they can't stand to sit and learn Torah so much. The shear is too long, they have to go home and eat their food. Then, a little while later, Kashaniya, the second bunch of Tamidim got up and left the shear. Vaiti was going too long, they want to have the Suda. It's almost what the Rebbe said, Halolo bala chavyas. These people know they're going home to eat a barrel of wine. Not the biggest bala taivas, but they're going to find a bala taivas also. They can't stay for shear, they have to go home and drink their wine. Kashlish, then the third group of people got up. Omer, he said, Halolo Bali Kadin. That's even a small thing, like a pitcher. These people like pitchers, and they also not so gefelich, but they can't wait to the end of the year. They have to go and eat now. Kasruvias, the fourth Kas got up. Omer, Halolo Bali Leginim. That's even a small one, like a jar, a glass. Kas Chamisha, the fifth group. Omer, Halolo Bali Kaisis. These are little Kaisis, cups. These are people that have to drink the cups of wine. Then it came from the last group that were left. Mamash, the last people that were left, he also started to get up. He was still studying his shir. And the last group of Tamidim started to get up. Omar, the Rebbe said, Halolo Balameira, Yogafelich, if you leave now, you deserve to get a curse. Like Rashi says, because nobody will be left. If you have nobody left, terrible. The Rebbe should stay his shir, and nobody's there. Is not the name of a Tamidim. So the Rebbe, Mamash, looked at Tamidim angry. Is his chilu pneya mishtanim? Their faces, mamish, turned red, white. They got scared. The Rebbe was angry at them. Omalem, the Rebbe said to them, "Bnei, my children, loy lachem ani yomer. I'm not really angry at you. Ela la'alolu shiyotzim. I'm angry at the tamidim that have already left, that couldn't stand to the end of the shiur. Shemenichem chayolam. They're leaving all the olam abo, the real life. V'yoskim chayishur. What are they doing? They're going home to eat. That's the things to keep you going on this world. But they're leaving over the shiur, the Torah, which is chayolam abo." So Bishas Patirosan, Omalehem. Now when the last cast then stood to the end of the shear. Another hour where they stood. Now finally at the end of the shear, Bishas Patirosan, when he finally finished the shear, Omalehem, the Rebbe told him, Rabbi Lezer told him, Lichu go ichlu mashmanim, eat good food, Ushasumam takim, drink sweet things, Bishulcha manas lei nochenloi, and send portions to people that don't have it. Ki kodesh hayom adenenu, today is kedushas hayom, v'yaltiyotzu, don't be yisid, ki chedvas Hashem imuzchem. The chedvas Hashem, the simcha you have in the kodesh baruch hu, that's our whole strength. Gemara mold dashen this on Moshe Shana, for your mashma is going some on the Yom Tov also. Oma Maris, before we learned, that Rebbe Lezer told him that he was angry at the Talmidim, Shemenichem Chayelim, the leaving over Olam Abod, leaving over learning of the Torah, V'yoskim B'chayisho, they ran home to do what? To have a Suda, which is only a Chayisho, take care of your needs on this world. For the Gemara, V'asimchas Yom Tov Mitzvah, they didn't stop going to eat to fresh, they went on to do a Mitzvah. Chur Mitzvah is also Chayelim, you're doing Mitzvahs. They're supposed to learn Torah, Amanas Lassos, you have to do Mitzvahs. So what's wrong? They went home to eat, to do a Mitzvah. So the Gemara, Reb Lezer goes according to his sheet, his own svara. The Yomar he holds Simchas Yom Tov Rishus. The mitzvah tida and Yom Tov is the Rishus. It depends if you want to, you're allowed to, but there's no real mitzvah to do it. He holds there's no chiyuv tid. The Tanya we learned, Reb Lezer Weiner, Ein lo liyodem be Yom Tov. A person if he wants to, he could only do on Yom Tov. Ella oy oichel b'shoisa. Either if the person wants to, he could eat and drink the whole day. So it's not that you eat the whole day, but it means you could do both on this time. Or Yoshe v'shoina. This is the Chiddush. Or else he holds, you can sit and learn Torah the whole day. Reb Lezer holds, if you want to, you're allowed to sit and learn Torah the whole day. There's no mitzvah simchas Yom Tov. You can sit and learn the whole day. Rabbi Yeshua, we hold the law of Rabbi Yeshua. No, the mitzvah is chokeyu. You have to divide Yom Tov and Hif. Chetiv Lashem v'chetiv Lachem. Hif is Lashem davening and learning, and Hif is Lachem with the Suda and sleeping. Omer Rabbi Yechonon. So therefore, Rabbi Lazlo Shitasi held that kol zman you're learning Torah, there's no inyan to run home to eat. So he was angry why they ran home to eat. Omer Rabbi Yechonon. Ushnayim mikrecha dosh. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lazlo both dash in the same pasuk. Kosev echoraim. One pasuk says atzeres Lashem lekecha. Shavuos is atzeres Lashem. It's mamish Lashem and not for you. Kosev echoraim. Another pasuk says atzeres tiyulachem. No, Shavuos should be for you. Atzeres tiyulachem. Okay, so how does it come out? Rabbi Lezer Savar, it's up to you. Oy kulu Lashem. If you're such a person that you could learn Torah the whole day, you have a right to be atzeres Lashem lekecha. You can make the whole day of Yom Tov only Lashem lekecha. Oy kulu Lachem. If you're not a person that could learn Torah the whole day, then you have a right to atzeres Lachem, so Yom Tov can be for you also. You could also eat. Rabbi Yeshua Savar, Rabbi Yeshua answered the theory like this. The pasuk means no both. Chol keyu. You have to divide up the day. Chetzi of Lashem, the chetzi Lachem. Half of the day of Yom Tov is for davening and learning, and half is feeding. The pasuk says you should give monos. What does it mean, lay nochen loy? The people that don't have it. What do you mean you should send presents, food, to someone that doesn't have it? It means a person that forgot to leave an Erev Tashilin before Yom Tov, so he's not allowed to cook now on Friday for Shabbos. So when it comes tomorrow on Shabbos, it doesn't have what to eat. So such a person has a mitzvah for you to give him to eat. Ika the army, some say, Mi shaloi hoyuler laniach Erev Tashilun. So we're talking about somebody that did not have to leave an Erev Tashilun. In other words, either question means he was an oinus, he forgot about it, he was too torrid, he was potter, he was an oinus, he didn't leave an Erev Tashilun. Ava mi shaloi laniach Erev Tashilun, v'loi aniach, but somebody that was supposed to leave the Erev Tashilun, and he didn't leave it, that's Pasheyu. He's called a Pasheyu if I carrot. You shouldn't make an Erev Tashilun. You shouldn't send him food. In other words, since he was a Pasheyu, he did not do the Erev Tashilun. He knew about it and he's supposed to do it. And Masha Benezid, he went and did not make the Erev Tashilun. Such a person, if I carrot, you should not send him food. Since he was a Pasheyu, let him go without food. Son. But my ki chedvas Hashem hi muscham. What does it mean, chedvas Hashem, the happiness of the Yom Tov is our strength? Omer Rabbi Yechonon Shem Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon. Omer Lema Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Hakadosh Baruch Hu tells Klai Yisrael, Bini, my children, love your lie. Lend money from me, it means on my cheshbin. The kid shu kedusha sayayim. And go make kedusha Yom Tov. Because even if you don't have money now, go borrow money from somebody and rely that I'll pay you back the money. The Heminu B have trusted me, Vani Parei, I'll pay you back. This is the famous Gemara. The Yomer Rabbi Yechonon Shem Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon. We'll soon see the next Gemara about this. There's another Gemara. Somebody wants that his fields should be miskayim, should keep it. Nobody should come to steal it. Nobody should take it away from him. Is how do you make sure that the fields will stay under your rishus? Is yitavem adar. Plant this big tree called the adar. This big tree will make sure it remains by you. Rashi says, Yitavim Adar, Ilan Choshev, it's a very Choshev tree. Yeshla Shem Lem Rochot, everybody knows about it. For Yom, people say, Ploini Yeshla Yadav Asdeil. Everybody's going to know this is your field. Because they heard about that you planted this tremendous tree in your field. So everybody knows now it's a shame that the field belongs to you. So nobody let it come and steal it from you. Anybody comes and steal it from you, everybody will tell him, hey, what do you mean you're stealing from the guy? Everybody knows this field belongs to Reuven. Reuven planted this big tree there. If you go away, people can't take it. Everybody knows it belongs to you. So kids, if you want your field to stay in your rishus, plant this big gigantic tree there. Shenem the pasuk says, Adir b'amorim Hashem. Kleina, sha'ad eloshin kiyam v'chayzik, l'kach nikra adir. Like, amorim Hashem means the strength, but adir means something that remains a long time. Inami another pshat is Adra Kishmei. It means like its name. What does it mean, Kishmei, like its name? Because the Yamish, like people say, my Adra, what does Adra mean? The Kaimel Doradori. Something that remains from generation to generation. So in other words, this tree is a tremendous big tree, so everybody knows the field belongs to you, so this field will stay in your rishus from one generation to another generation. Nobody can come and take it away from you. Tanya Nam Yochum, we learned that this also, that Sodesh Yesh by Adir, if it's a field that has this big tree there, ain't an exelus. Yishno, nobody will be able to steal it away from you. Because everybody knows it belongs to you. V'yena nechmesis, they can't even like push it away from you. Chamsin Rashi says, is Yoyev Demei. Somebody forces you to sell it. And I give you the money and say, either give it to me or I'll shoot you. So kids, so the guy gives you the money and forces you to sell it to him. People won't be able to do that here either. Because afterwards, if you go away, tomorrow you'll be able to go to Bezdin and tell everybody, you know, this was my field, I had the adder there, you know about it, and this guy forced me to do it. So the kids, if you have this adder tree there, everybody will know this is your field, they won't give it away from you. Who are then the Peiris of Mishtamrim? Because you put it on the boundary, so people can't get in there to steal it. And Tony... Yeah. Rashi says, "Umishtameres hatzfuah min aknima v'yatzaloyim." They'll protect the fruits from the worms. Shereiach oisay zera mavrichin. I bet because the smell that comes out of the seeds of this tree throws away the insects for horgan and kills them. Because yama bechaytmin shemishtamer hatzfuah mesech the Shabbos. So, kids, if you grow this tree there in your fields, the odor of the tree will kill out all the insects, so the tzfuah will grow better also. So, kids, if you want to have a nice, healthy field, the best thing is to plant this tree, the adar tree. Nor Tony Rav Tachlipa Achva the Rav Noi. Rav Tachlipa, the brother of Rav Noi Chuzoi, said like this, that you should know, Kol Mizoi Noisav Shel Odom Kitzuvim Lem Rosh Hashanah V'yad Yom Kippurim. From Yom Kippur,